The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
This is Mind Your Business on Money FM 89.3, where we look at the SME sector. Here, we speak with business owners, industry experts, academics, to see how the sector is doing. Now, food manufacturing, not just a sector about food per se, it spans an entire spectrum ranging from food waste to food packaging. Now, innovative firms in Singapore are making great strides on these fronts by coming up with eco-friendly solutions that reflect the shift in the mindset of consumers today. Now, Tria is a Singapore-based company using recycled fibre to develop food packaging, targeting food and beverage players with a sustainability mindset. Ng Pei Kang is founder there, and he tells us if there's big business in sustainability. Pei Kang, thanks so much for joining us today.
Hi, how are we? All right, good morning, everyone.
A lot of the times, I think people still have the idea that, you know, sustainability, hugging trees, caring for the environment, oh, you know, I still have to figure out whether or not my business will stay afloat. But you feel differently, don't you?
No, I think I do empathize with that perspective. Sustainability today is something that's quite tough for businesses to adopt. Because it basically is an expense, it eats into their revenue. But that we have to come to the terms that, you know, the environment is suffering and we have to do our part.
Is that the impetus for Tria?
It is. So I think even to add on to that, it's not just about being sustainable. I think we have to recognize today's lifestyle as it is. So, you know,
are you seeing more people embrace this kind of environmentally conscious way of life?
I think they will, but I think we have to come to acceptance in terms of our lifestyle as well, because there's two ends. Kind of, you know, we want to be more sustainable, but the only solution, or rather, the only idea that we have is to go back to what it was. All right, go back to using reusable bags, you know, go back to using washing plates. It's not that it's no good, all right, but let's just think about it on a mass market level. You know, are most people going to embrace that? Because I think one thing that's coming up from today's fast-paced lifestyle is convenience. So, and with convenience in the picture, I think, you know, it's important to recognize that as a part of today's lifestyle and how do we innovate beyond, all right, just to get the sustainability going. So I think this is something that we are hoping to push with our products.
A company that rents packaging out to people or containers out to people, how is Tria different? Because people also want to think about there will be waste at the end too.
It's a great idea to rent that out. There will be a part of the market that don't mind, you know, using reusables, just like your Tingkat style. But they are only restricted to the highly repeated activity loop. You know, if you think of it this way, how many times do you order from the same location, okay, and eat from the same location so that these washables can go back to the same location? Or unless they have a bigger infrastructure whereby it is a shared, food packaging, right? Reusable food packaging that can be used across a few places. But of course, there's also associated problems like hygiene, you know, is it sterilized? So where we're coming from is that we're not saying that we are the silver bullet, that we solve all the problem. But just think of fast foods. Okay, do you think fast foods is going back to washables? I think that's really something quite difficult. If you understand how McDonald's work, I think McDonald's really operate on almost like a clockwork. You know, it's very fast, efficient. You know, it needs to turn around quickly. So it's difficult for them to retrofit reusables into their current business. And I think this is where we are really trying to solve the single-use issue.
How are you doing that?
So we have a system called Bio24. So what this does is basically we can go to KFC and say, hey, look, you know, we can replace all your single-use footwear today, okay, with our material. Okay, and not only that, we will collect back the waste. So the consumers, while they dine in, they will eat and throw, as they always do. Okay, everything within the bin, which is your food waste, which is your footwear, we can take it. This is what we call the bound bin system. Okay, and bring it back to a centralized digester to digest it to compost within 24 hours.
The compost is then used for?
This is, we return it to the farms.
What is Bio24 made of?
So if you're asking material-wise, we call the material Nutria. it's just 100% plant-based. Okay, so there's nothing new to that. It's just plants. All right. And what we do is...
What sort of plants, though?
Well, we use a combination of wheat. All right, wheat and the dextrose that's being extracted, maybe cassava roots, a mix of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Started developing edible packaging. Might Trio go in that direction? Might Bio 24 be edible at some point?
I think it really depends on the market need. Generally speaking, we're not focused on, you know, whether it's nutria or whether it's single use. I think, largely speaking, what at the end of the day is that we are able to support the convenience lifestyle with a zero waste approach. So edible footwear, in this case, it's not really a new idea.
Okay.
It's been around for maybe the last 15 years. I think the idea has been floating around. And I think generally people are there to enjoy the food, not the calories. So, and they may feel obliged, you know, to finish off the calories, which is a bit tough.
Pekang, tell us, though, whether or not it is challenging for a business to make the switch. First of all, how accessible is Bio 24, your product? Is it a lot more expensive, cheaper maybe? Does it make sense, I think, from a business perspective to switch to Bio 24?
I think Bio 24 so far has only been, we have approached it in a piecemeal, not so much, not yet a full ecosystem, but we are starting a full system run in July onwards this year. Okay, so far the response with speaking to the F&B has been quite encouraging. I think they do like it that we are kind of, you know, just bridging the last mile to make it more easy, to make it easier for them to be sustainable.
Yeah.
So one of the things is that the some F&B they are trying to recycle food waste. So in order for them to recycle food waste, they need to put aside some space in their premise. All right, they need to appoint somebody. All right,
to separate packaging from food, etc.
Yes, yeah. Mm. So and it's not usually a welcome task for anyone who's being arrogant. What we do is that, look, you know, it's like we just say no change to your current operation, business as usual. We'll just take your waste as it is. Yeah,
but you do the separating on your end?
There's no separation either.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, put it this way. Anything organic, we will be able to handle.
Okay.
Yeah. So,
and you are looking at a full system type of rollout in terms of everything you will replace for
everything
an F&B outlet.
And we're thinking in terms of a controlled environment.
Right.
Yeah.
So the response has been quite encouraging so far.
It is.
What's the resistance, though? Is it a price point, maybe?
It is still the price point. So let's just think from business perspective. It's very difficult, you know, it's like for them to retrofit a model that's not part of their existing expense. So everything will have a certain percentage being allocated for. Okay, you know, packaging maybe is a 1.5%, and you say, hey, look, that's going to change, and if this is going to reduce my profits, it's tough. So how we are doing this is that we are trying to make sustainability at least a zero sum game. It is not an expense. All right? If you adopt our packaging, you know, we can design something that's quite fun, innovative, or even something that improves on your existing packaging. So I think this, you know, this kind of balances things out, we hope. Okay, it's been proving to work at least for a few clients.
How quickly though can you turn the business over in terms of they don't have to disrupt day-to-day operations and implement your system, so to speak?
If it's going as what we have planned Bio24 for, I think fairly quickly. You know, it's like maybe within a month or two, we can get them, we can turn them over to zero waste.
Right. Disruptions in the food sector coming up, you reckon?
Okay, I think sustainable packaging has been a bit mystified. The industry is not connected. Okay, if a manufacturer is telling you, look, my food packaging is recyclable, you can go back and ask them, is it recycled then? Most packaging today, it lands up in a landfill. Whether or not it's recyclable, whether or not it's biodegradable, compostable, it's all the same. For recyclable, it's very important that you have a clean feedstock. If you wash it down, you know, with soap, no oil, and have PP just going to the PP bin, PET to the PET bin, yes, you can recycle. But in reality, that's not happening because usually with footwear, it's thrown together with all the other mess. All right, and that really isn't a lot more money to do the separation to further recycle it. So this is a problem that is sorely underestimated. So let's consider the chain. Okay, we have the food packaging manufacturers. okay, who is just manufacturing. We have the waste collectors, all right, who is always on the downstream and taking whatever's being thrown at them.
Right.
Okay, and in between, we have the client, right, whose business is running as usual. So what, for one, you know, there isn't a synchronization, right, from the manufacturer through to the waste collector to say, right, you know, this is something that you guys can recycle. Okay, it's always on the afterthought. Yeah, so same thing is happening for compostables. So compostables, yes, there are international standards that say that it can compost within industrial facilities. Okay, but you know what? In the States, 99% of industrial composting ground reject bioplastic. Sad fact. It's a blind spot, and I think this is something that the industry will very quickly come to realize. Okay, it needs to be more impact-driven. It needs to be more result-driven. Where does all this food packaging go to?
Perhaps the process needs to be made easier as well, Pekang. Will you be leading the charge?
Definitely. I think we came as outsiders to the industry, so we don't really come with the, you know, burden with the legacies of it. So what we try to do is to connect it all the way through to taking care of the waste. So and we are not outsourcing the waste management to another company as well. This will be a Tria company. So we are actually working with, we will be partnering a local waste collector. All right, to set up a centralized digester factory whereby all this waste will be collected and composted.
It's almost like a blurring of the lines when it comes to the role you're going to be playing. Are you a food packaging manufacturer? Are you a waste collector management type entity?
Yes, it's often very difficult to explain that. Mm. And I think, you know, I don't have a good answer for that. I just say, you know, we're focused on zero waste. Yeah, despite being offering single-use foodware.
Can you feed your family, though, running this?
Okay, I think this, let's just say, it's going to be a tough business. Okay, there isn't, as much as sustainability is a focus for companies, they're not really allocating, the money to do this. It will come, and we're still all right.
What's next though for Tria, for Bio24?
So in July, we're going to have an island-wide zero waste trial. We are inviting FMBs, food service providers,
and we've got people
caterers.
Signed on already, right? Some outlets.
Yeah, we have. So we have Four Fingers. Four Fingers is already on board. I think they're quite passionate about sustainability. And a couple of caterers and international schools. Yeah. So again, you know, if anyone out there is FMBs, if you're interested to be part of this zero waste trial, okay, do contact us.
You can check them out at tria.sg. That's the website, tria.sg. Ng Pei Kang is founder of Tria. Pei Kang, it's been a pleasure.
Thank you.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.